Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forto brings you closer to the sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with a history of the sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on Mushing.com.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Dog Driver Show, and I'm joined with my co-host, Karosh Parto, and this is Robert Forto for Mushing. Today we have a guest calling in from Canada. His name is Liam Connor. Liam, how's it going today?
Pretty good.
Well, thank you for joining us here on the podcast. Can you do us a favor and briefly tell us who you are and what you're all about, please?
I'm Liam Connor. I'm 16 from Saskatchewan, Canada. We're mid-distance mushers, and we also do a little bit of sprint mushing, too.
Yeah, I know Liam's family through, of course, first time I saw them at the Pedigree race. And with his dad, they do quite a bit of runs. Wonderful people, very, very, the mushing community, they don't have nothing but good to say about these. This crew, they run on the flats in Saskatchewan, and they travel quite a bit in the American and the rest of the circuit. Liam, obviously you are born and raised in a mushing family. Tell us, when did you start? At what age?
I've been racing like one dog since I was 3 years old. And I've just been on a sled basically since I was born.
Did your mom race too?
My mom didn't race, just my dad.
Okay. How many dogs do you have in the yard?
We have about 80 dogs right now.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, with your dad, you have a touring business, right?
Yeah, we have a touring business as well.
Tell us a little bit about it. How does it work, that touring business?
So my dad will take a group of about 20 dogs to schools or communities, and they hired him to do dog sled rides for the school or communities. So he'll travel all over Alberta, Saskatchewan, some places in Manitoba to do those tours.
So actually you go to the clients, they don't come to you, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And are you involved in it too? Like you are one of the guides?
No, my dad has two hired guides. I gotta keep up with school. It's a little too much at school if I go.
Yeah, so actually, since you talked about school, tell us a little bit how you balance between school and the sled dog racing.
Well, my teachers are pretty easy on me, so that makes it better because I can come back and just catch up on a little bit of work, and we try to plan races around my school schedule so it doesn't interfere too much. So it's not too stressful on me.
So Liam, what is the mushing scene like down there in Saskatchewan, Alberta area? What kind of snow do you get? Races? What type of races do they have down there? That sort of thing.
There's a lot of sprint races from 7 miles to 20 miles. And we're in the flats, so you'll see one big hill maybe in a trail. So it's really hard and fast usually.
And in terms of weather, what kind of snow conditions do you have there?
It's weird. Some winters we have no snow, and then some winters it doesn't stop snowing. But
and are you involved at all in the dry land scene in the off season, or what's that like?
No, we take our summers off and let the dogs have the summer off too.
Okay. So speaking of your dogs, you said you had 80 dogs in the yard there. Are they all Alaskan Huskies? Are they pointer mixes? Describe your breeds to somebody that may not know what you're talking about. Just to the average fan is who's listening.
So we have Alaskan Huskies. They're bred in with like pointers, but it's generational, so ours aren't really like a houndy looking dog, but they're not the big fluffy ones either. They're right in between.
And are you guys doing your own breedings, or where do the lines come from?
We have a lot of our own breeding, but we also buy breedings too. So okay. We get a lot of different dogs here and there.
80 dogs running primarily mid-distance races. What does a race team look like for you? Are you running 10, 12, 14? And if so, what type of races are you entering? Are you entering 50-mile races, 200-mile races? What?
Yeah, we have about 20 race dogs that we train. And we enter in about 35-mile races is the highest we'll go to. Maybe 40 miles we'll go is the highest mileage we will run, race them. And then anything below that.
Anything, so that's the top of mileage. And that's considered mid-distance down there in Canada?
Yeah, that's mid-distance in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'd mentioned your dad is involved as well as a couple of guides or handlers. Does the whole crew race, or is it just primarily father and son?
Mostly me and my dad. I do a lot of the bigger races now because I'm a little bit older now and just a little bit lighter on the sled. But my dad still does a couple of races here and there.
Okay, KP?
Yeah, I know you mentioned that you're lighter and smaller than your dad. I saw your videos on pedigree races, the stage stop, and your dad's. I can tell that you run faster than your dad, that's for sure, up the hills. Tell me a little bit about the pedigree race. That is probably one of the most prestigious races in the lower 48. And you've been racing it last 2 years, is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell me about that race.
It's, I always get very excited to go race there. It's, the landscape there is just beautiful, and it's a really hard race, but it's hard, and, it's competitive. I get to, I'm off the page here.
Telling about the pedigree race.
Let me jump in here, Liam. So you and your dad head down to the pedigree stage stop to race. Have you run that as a junior? And if so, do they have a specific class or race for juniors?
No, we all run together. So I'm running with the big boys, I guess.
Okay, so you're definitely in the elite class there. You talked about it. KP had mentioned it's one of the premier races in the lower 48. It's sort of a stage race. Every day you're starting at a new spot at a new city. What is your favorite spot to race there in that neck of the woods?
My favorite spot would be Big Piney, I think. There's two really big mountains you have to climb, and that's the one that I can help the dogs on the most, I feel like. So I feel like I have an advantage in those stages over some other mushers sometimes.
So speaking of an advantage, you said that where you live, you're lucky to see one hill. How do you work in training for those elevations and things when you're running primarily on prairie or flatland?
There's not a whole lot you can do about it. You just got to run the distance and try to incorporate any hills you can find into your trails.
Okay. KP, one final question before we ask our most popular questions of the show.
Yes, definitely. Liam, so you talked about helping the dogs up the hill and everything. Do you do any other sports? And if you do, what do you do?
Yeah, I play baseball. I'm a track athlete. I run some cross country, volleyball.
So you're pretty athletic. You do a lot of sports. So sled dog sport is not the only thing that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, Liam, I don't know if you've listened to our podcast before, but I ask my guests all the same three questions. I know we didn't prepare you for these, but they're pretty easy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one is, what are you listening to? What is your favorite music or artist?
Favorite musical artist would be Zach Top.
Who is that?
Zach Top. He's a country singer, new country singer, and he sounds like Alan Jackson.
Okay, all right. The next one is, one piece of gear you always carry with you other than your phone?
A hat. I always wear a hat.
A baseball cap or something else?
A baseball cap, yep.
A favorite team on that hat?
No, just any team. If I like the hat, I'll wear it.
Okay. And the last question I have for you, it's a two-parter. It is your favorite meal that you have on race day or when you're getting ready to prep. And then lastly, what are you picking up at a truck stop for a snack as you're heading to the race?
Usually in the morning, I'll have a small snack before I run, like biscuit or something. And then maybe a pack of Skittles, get some sugar in there. And then for a truck stop, it'd definitely be a Reese's Pieces and a Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Mountain Dew.
Very good. All right, Liam, I see you're on Facebook. Is that where you guys are most active, or is it somewhere else?
Yeah, that'd be Facebook.
Okay, we'll definitely link up all those pages and things on this podcast. It was a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with the rest of the season.
Bye.
On behalf of our guest and my co-host, this is Robert for the Dog Driver Show. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.